Well, now it's time for our question of the week. Here's Diana O'Carroll.
This week, things you can do whilst brushing your teeth for the full 120 seconds.
When I brush my teeth with an electric toothbrush, my vision remains normal. However, if I look at a computer screen or digital LED clock, the image is shimmering. Why the difference?
So what is happening? Is your head wobbling in time to the display?
My name is Mikael Karlberg. I'm a consultant and associate professor at Lund University Hospital in Sweden. It's an interesting question, but I noticed that phenomenon like 10 years ago, also while brushing my teeth and watching television on the same time. And I thought, this is very funny. And then we did some just experiments in front of computer screens, making like a farting sound with your lips and watching the screen on the same time and seeing exactly the same visual phenomenon. And then I'm specialized in inner ear disorders and disorders of balance. We started to study the inner ear receptors, the vestibular receptors, that is the perception of vertigo. And the sensory cells are really small sensors that are sensitive to vibration, just like the auditory hair cells that make us hear. But it turned out, as I found experiments from the 70s, that if you vibrate the skull and measure what the vestibular receptors do, they phase lock to the vibration, so they start to signal with the same frequency as the vibration that is applied to the skull. So if you vibrate like with 100 hertz, the vestibular cells start to fire at 100 hertz. So what I believe happens here is that we watch a screen and the screen is updated around 50 to 60 times every second. And then we apply a vibratory stimulus to the vestibular hair cells, so they start to fire at a different frequency. And what we really notice here is some kind of interference phenomenon between the updating frequency of the screen and the vibration applied to the sensory hair cells.
And what those vestibular system hair cells are actually doing is controlling your eyes so that the eyes move in the opposite direction to the movements your head makes. Now, this is normally very important to help you to see objects clearly, even when your head's moving around. But the vibrations from the electric toothbrush can disturb this control, which makes the eyes move unnecessarily, and consequently the LED clock or the television or whatever you're looking at, which is turning on and off very quickly, gets stroboscopically caught by your moving eyes, the visual system, and the numbers appear to flicker.
Next week, who wins the technological prize?
Hello, naked people. My name is Levi, and I'm calling from Israel. Recently, I came back from a trip in South America. My question is, why is it that in the time of the discovery of the Americas by Europe, Europe had the Renaissance, Leonardo, guns, steel, and so on, while the Americas were stuck in a sort of Bronze Age? Was the reason geographical, nutritional, religious, what? Love you all. Thank you. Bye.
Why wasn't the old world discovered by the new world? Let us know what you think by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com or by writing on the forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana O'Carroll, with our question of the week. And you can find out the details of all of our previous question of the weeks on our website. That is, unfortunately, all we have for you this week. Next week, we're having a look at the role of lasers in medicine, how they can be used to treat diseases, and also to do groundbreaking research. So if you have any questions about the science of lasers, then you can send them in to me. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can tweet @nakedscientist, or you can even post a question on our Facebook page, or even join the discussion on our web forum. That's nakedscientist.com/forum. Many thanks go to Linda Young, to Hazel Reimer, to Chris Kilburn, Gillian Fulger, and James Jackson for joining us this week, and also to our wonderful production team here at The Naked Scientist: Mira Senthilingam, Diana O'Carroll, Sarah Costa-Perry, Tom Simpkins and Ben Valsler. The Naked Scientist was produced and presented by me, Chris Smith, with Kat Arney, and it was produced in association with the Open University. To discover a whole range of science content, including lots of interactive features, you can log on to thenakedscientist.com and follow our links through to the Open University. Thanks for joining us, and see you next time.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.